This woman, like many others in her suburb of Cherniv, feels forgotten. Forgotten by her government. Forgotten by the media. Forgotten by aid agencies. She can't live in her home anymore. She tells us it was shelled last month by Russian artillery. Nayla has no idea how to even tidy up, much less move back in. Anne says that towns like Bucha and Irpin near the capital have received aid, help and attention, while here, nothing.
Perhaps they don't know what happened here. I can't register the damage with the government because I don't have electricity or internet. If I could register, perhaps they might help. But for now, we just have to help ourselves.
The civil administration in Cherniv is overwhelmed, and so community groups have stepped in to help. Where once they sold cars, they now distribute food. And while this might look like a lot of food, it'll be gone in a couple of hours, leaving hundreds outside with nothing. This food distribution point operated throughout the Russian onslaught. When they had food, they would open, but more often than not, they had nothing. Today, though, is a good day. They have at least something to distribute.
Mostly people ask for bread and water, but water less now because they have running water. Canned food is in high demand. In fact, anything edible, they take thankfully.
This man tells us his house was flattened by Russian tanks and no one has come here to offer help. He trudges over the damage with no clue where to even begin rebuilding. The Russian President Vladimir Putin insists that his forces aren't targeting civilians or civilian infrastructure. But the evidence against that, once again, is overwhelming. And in this village, across a large area. And this is where some of the civilians who were also killed are buried. The authorities had to clear part of the woods to make space. These freshly dug graves all bear the same months. March 2022 will be remembered, even if those who survived feel forgotten. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, a suburb of Cherniv.